Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Off and running on this now Friday morning. Welcome in. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan, your overnight oasis back in effect. Taking you up until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 5 big hours to discuss it all at 888-808-1019. Of course, the telephone number. And what do you think we're going to talk about tonight? More about the Mets. No, we're not going to leave with the Mets tonight. Thank God we have something to talk about outside of the Mets. Talking about beating a dead horse. That horse is, forget about dead. It has gone into the earth. It is from ashes and ashes to dust to dust. Oh, that Mets team. What a disaster. But no, we've got the Knicks. Yes, of course, the Knicks. The Knicks take care of the Hawks. The Knicks take care of their business as we were kind of hoping that they would. No more backslides. No more momentary lapses. Knicks go out and take care of business and beat the Hawks last night. 140-89. So they win the series in six games. And look, just an absolutely incredible performance. You know, they're in the third quarter, and the broadcast is just looking for ways to tell stories. They're having poor Lisa Salters track down Walt Clyde Frazier in the stands to talk about something. Like, they're just trying to figure out ways to get through the broadcast because it was just that much of a blowout. And to tell you what my life is like, my daughter had her chorus performance tonight. So I'm thinking about the game around dinner time, and my wife says to me, "Oh, don't forget, we have the chorus thing tonight." I said, "Is that tonight?" And she gave me a look, and it frightened me, because apparently she has told me about the chorus performance before. So I said, "All right, let me start the DVR. Let me get the DVR all lined up." And I got to be honest with you. Anybody who in this day and age has the restraint to DVR a game and pick it up from the beginning and not check on scores, not spoil it for yourselves, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Now, I do it all the time. You know, I set the DVR, but I just fast forward through. And look, NBA stuff, I tell you a lot of times, first half of NBA games a lot of times don't matter. You know, outside of an injury or something really out of the ordinary, first half don't matter. Tonight, one of the times that the first half was all that mattered. So I go to the chorus concert. Brilliant performance. My daughter was incredible. All the kids were great. And the high school where it's at is notorious for having bad Wi-Fi reception. So I'm sitting there, you know, kind of in between songs. You know, there's a couple of slower ones. I said, let me check the phone. Because I have no self-control. I have no willpower to not check in on the game. Even though I got the DVR, I can start it from scratch, I can go in fresh. And movies and TV shows, I always want to go in fresh. I don't want to have it spoiled for me. Don't give me your opinion outside if it's good or it's bad. Don't tell me anything about it. But I just can't control myself with sports. So I said, let me, you know, while we're waiting for the next number and we're doing some speeches, you know, let me check on the game. So I looked down at one point, and, you know, Knicks got off to a hot start. And I want to say it was like 20 to 11 or something like that early on. I looked at the score. All right, they got off to a good start. 20 to 11, good, nice, perfect. So then they get done with it. So I go back and I look again, and it's, I think it was the end of the first quarter. It was like 40 to 15 or 40 to 13. I'm like, this stupid Wi-Fi's not, it can't be 40 to 13. That's not the score of the game. So then I'm trying to type. My wife's looking at me. You know, I'm on my phone. Everybody's on their phone. Everybody's recording it. Does it really matter why I'm on my phone? I'm trying to find the score of the game. So I'm thinking it obviously has to be the Wi-Fi that's the problem. The Wi-Fi was not the problem. The Hawks had many problems. The Wi-Fi was not one of them. So the Knicks go out there and just absolutely hammer the Atlanta Hawks. 83 points at halftime, and it was all over but the finger-pointing. So the Knicks take care of business. And look, is there anything that you can take from this game into the next series? Is there anything that you can look at tonight and say, well, this is going to carry over? That in the NBA is the biggest mistake you can have. You enjoy this performance. It's a legendary performance. And I would say, if the Knicks can match the goals that we all have for this group this year, this is going to be one of those stories you tell your kids if the Knicks can not just get to an NBA Finals, but somehow win an NBA championship, right? Like, you know your teams, when they get through playoff runs, there are certain stops along the way where, oh, I remember that game. I remember this before. This is one of those performances. You know, for Mike Breen to be broadcasting this game and basically saying to you that he doesn't remember something like this, watching a team just absolutely dismantle another like to this degree, especially in the first half. And then they come out in the third quarter and they're still just laying it on. That's what you want to see. So maybe this is one of those stops. Maybe this is one of those kind of tentpole moments that you will always remember as a Knick fan. Now, the only way to get that payoff is really not just to get to an NBA Finals, but to win one. That's the way you ultimately get it, because if you don't get that ultimate completion, that final release, so to speak, it's kind of hard to look back with fond memories of playoff runs if it ends in the NBA Finals and you get bounced by the Thunder or whoever it would be that you'd meet in the NBA Finals. But tonight, a night for the Knicks, a night for Knick fans. And I would say that what this shows to me is that maybe we kind of thought all season, at least I did, I gave a pass to many things negatively that happened in the regular season. Because we all know, based on the goals of this team, and just how the NBA kind of lays itself out, the regular season is just a testing ground. It's just, you just have to get through it. And the way things are going to be judged is the postseason, is the playoffs. And when the Knicks were going through their slumps or their low moments, which they had some which were understandable, some which were, you know, kind of baffling, the Knicks could beat anybody on any given night, but they could also lose to anybody on any given night. You would say, well, when the playoffs come, they're going to have to flip the switch and show to us that they're the team that we believe that they are. And really what these last, not just tonight, but the last three games really show you is just how baffling games 2 and 3 were. Like, we watched games 2 and especially 2, but 3 as well, because, you know, look, 3 was in Atlanta and they had a chance to win. There was no reason why the Knicks should have, this series should not have gone 6 games. And the longer the series went, the more the Knicks dominated. They came out in game 4, handled their business as they had to, down 2-1 in the series. They carried that over into game 5. And it's not carryover. That's probably the wrong word. They started over again. There is no carryover in the NBA playoffs. It's a series of adjustments. and you have to make those adjustments every single night. So there's no carryover. It's not like, hey, we played well in game four. We're going to be able to do the exact same thing in game five. But that's what the Knicks did. They went out there and they handled their business and they displayed just how much better, how much more talented a team they are. And that's why I really was not worried about this series in any way. Like, I thought the Knicks were clearly better than the Atlanta Hawks. Now, well, I admit, down 2-1, it was getting a little squirrely. But even down 2-1, I never thought that the Knicks were going to lose this series. I felt frustrated because it should not even go to that level. And you've seen that now in these last three games. The only two games you lost by a single point. You win the first game pretty much in a blowout. And games 4, 5, and 6 were all just destructions, especially tonight. So it just shows you that this team is built that way. Now, are there going to be greater tests moving forward? Absolutely. But this is exactly what you wanted to see from this group. They put no doubt, they left no doubt who the better team was. There was no backslides. There was no momentary lapses in judgment. They went out there and they just beat the Hawks up one side and down the other. And look, there's a lot of people that you can, I mean, basically everybody, right? When you see Tyler Kolek getting minutes in the fourth quarter, that's a pretty good sign. I mean, basically every Knick, I think, played tonight.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You saw Cheyenne was back in the... Wait a second, where did he... All these guys were back. They all got minutes tonight because there were more than enough minutes to go around. So for the starters, for the Knicks to be able to dominate this way, and it was not just a Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns special where both guys were just absolutely dominating, it kind of shows you what the strength of the Knicks team is. And I think why some people outside of Knicks fans who are skeptical about just how good this team is generally when you are a championship-level team in the NBA, it's because of your star power, your big two, your big three. The Knicks, while they do have a big two, and with the performance that OG Anunoby put up tonight, maybe you can throw him into the big three, the Knicks are not, that's not the strength of their team. The strength of their team is the overall starting lineup. What they can put out there, 1 through 5. And you got to see that to a large degree tonight. Now, tonight was a perfect night for just about everybody on the Knicks. Everything was going down. Everything was falling. I know they ended up shooting like 35, 36% from three. It felt like everything was going in, especially in that first half as I went back and kind of watched some of the highlights of that. But this is the kind of team that we were hoping to have. And now it's on to the next round. And as I said last night, I had no doubt the Knicks were going to be able to finish off this Hawks team. I didn't think that it was going to look like this, but I had no doubt they were going to be able to finish off this Hawks team. So now the next question is, who do you want? Who are you looking at? The Celtics and the Sixers, they're going to a Game 7 after Philadelphia takes care of the home court and they win Game 6, beating the Celtics 106-93. And to me, looking forward, and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019, to me, it doesn't really matter all that much. I feel like this series confirmed to me clearly the Knicks are better. And, you know, like last night we were taking calls. Well, you know what? The other team gets paid too. The Hawks are a talented team. The Knicks are at a different level. The Knicks are a different. And I said last night, you know, when the Knicks play their B game and the Hawks play their A game, the Knicks are still the better team. Now, tonight, the Knicks played their A game and the Hawks played their F game. So clearly the Knicks are a better group than that in that regard. But in terms of what's next, I almost feel like Goldberg from back in the, who's next? It doesn't matter who's next. If it's the Celtics, if it's the Sixers, I feel good either way because I think the Knicks are the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. And that's not to say that they'll go in and roll over that series either way. If it's the Celtics, I'm not saying they'll sweep the Celtics. I'm not saying that they could sweep the Sixers. But I feel fairly confident that they are a better group than either of those teams. And I got exactly what I wanted tonight. Knicks dominating win and a Celtics series, a Sixers series that is going seven games. So the Knicks get to rest up. I think the Knicks series will start on Monday against whoever. If it's Boston, it will start in Boston. If it's the Sixers, it will start here at the Garden. But to me, it doesn't really matter which team it is because the Knicks are the better team. And I would say that the matchup, I would agree with the comment that the Knicks are better built for the Celtics because the way the Knicks were built was to beat the Celtics, right? To be able to guard those two wings. That's why OG's here. That's why Bridges is here. That's why they built the way that they're built. You know, if they were trying to take down some other team atop the Eastern Conference when they were being built, maybe they would have been built a different way. But they were built to beat the Celtics. And the Knicks were a better team than the Celtics last year in the playoffs. And there's nothing to make me believe that the Knicks are not a better version of themselves this year, at least so far. And there's nothing to tell me that the Celtics are as good as they were last year. The Celtics, for what they got out of this season so far, and look, it's a game seven, it's on their home court, they are the Celtics, so to lose a series like that in the first round, I'm sure would be seen as disappointing. But take a look at what the Celtics have already accomplished. I'm not going to say that they're playing with house money because they are the Celtics, but they didn't know what version of Jason Tatum they were going to be able to get this season. And still, it kind of feels like he's kind of working his way up to things and is still not at 100% after the Achilles injury last year. But I don't know what the expectations were for him coming back this season and playing, but I would think that it's kind of reached as high as it can get. And the Celtics, I don't think that they expected to be as competitive and have as good a season as they've had. Because when that news happened last year, they decided, hey, you know what? We're going to take a step back. We're going to move off some of these contracts and give ourselves more flexibility in a year from now and not be the title contending team that we thought that they thought they were last year coming off an NBA championship. So, yeah, are the Knicks better designed to beat the Celtics again, even though they wouldn't have the home court advantage in that series? Yeah, they are. Do the Sixers present some more problems? Well, based on the two guards they got, yeah, the Knicks sometimes struggle with the quick guards, whereas the wings they should be able to defend. But if it's the Sixers do go out there and handle their business and go into Boston and win a game seven against the Celtics, which is impressive, I still feel confident the Knicks are the better team. The Knicks are the better team from top to bottom. So the Knicks, when you put together the group that they have had the success that they've had here the last couple of years, it builds you up some reservoir of goodwill and faith and belief in the group that you have. And I think that they are better designed to beat either team, even though they're probably designed better to handle the Celtics. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. And look, as a fan, the reason why I would prefer the Celtics, and it's not for the reason that you think, that they're better designed to beat this. No, it's not that. I like beating the Celtics because as a fan, I look at it as a fan. And I enjoy watching those Celtic fans be miserable. Because those Celtic fans, they are basketball snobs. And their basketball snobbery is not really by anything that they have built. It's by the history that they were, those fans attached themselves into or were born into or whatever you want to say. It's not really the group that they have primarily spent their days watching, unless they go back to like the 80s or even further back than that. But they look at themselves as being better. Like when they lost the Knicks last year, that was devastating to them. Not just that their team was out. How could we, as the Celtics, ever lose a playoff series to the Knicks? And if for any reason, and I look, do I think the Knicks can beat the Celtics? Yes, I do. Is it possible the Celtics beat? Yeah, look, things can happen. That is true. Weird things happen in sports. That's why we watch. But if the Celtics were ever able to win a series against the Knicks, or really even kind of be competitive in that series, given the fact that they're not supposed to be here right now. This is not really, they had a planned step back this year. And the fact that they have been able to squeeze this much out of the fruit is impressive. So if they are able to get to a game six against the Knicks or a game seven against the Knicks, they might look at that as success, given the fact that they're not really supposed to be contending for a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. But for me as a fan, am I saying I wouldn't like to beat the Sixers because the Philly thing? No, I mean, that would be good too. I'm not saying that would be bad because I like making those people, I like seeing those people miserable too. But I think that there's a higher pain quotient, if that makes sense, with the Celtics and the Knicks beating the Celtics. That would be more tasty to me. And watching those fans, not just for it to happen last year, but for it to happen 2 years in a row. And look, yeah, right, they're taking a step back. They're not supposed to. But still, at the end of the day, it goes into the record books as the Knicks beat the Celtics in the second round of the playoffs for a second year in a row. And anytime you can, look, Philly is also fun to beat those fans. But those fans are more, they're miserable regardless. The Celtics fans giving them misery, that would be, I think, slightly more delicious. I would drink those tears just a tad quicker and savor them all the more.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.